Indianola Girls Swimming Seniors, these three from Knoxville, who are?
Julianne Bacon.
Cody Cram.
Olivia Raymaker.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how you think the season is going so far, individual performance and team performance over the first couple of meets.
I think it's going pretty well. We swam some of our best times at Grinnell, so that was good. And I don't know, I think we've been working pretty hard this year. We had a little bit of a slow start, but now that, you know, we're kicking it into full gear, so.
I think we're doing pretty good this year. Last year we were able to get into the pool before regular season started. However, we didn't have that opportunity this year. So we started right as normal season started. And so, yeah, we were off to a little bit of a slow start, but we definitely worked hard at the beginning of the season. Now we're getting back into it.
Yeah, I think performance and times has been really good at the start of the season. Now that we're getting kind of mid-season, there's lots of conditioning happening. So not all meets are the best. So we kind of have consistent times, and then we'll see those drops start at the end of the season again.
All right, well, same question I asked the other three was, have had some interesting meets with Perry, and then I think with Southeast Polk, and then another kind of more group meet. Which one do you prefer, and which one helps the team environment a little bit more?
I'd prefer the dual meets. Just going head-to-head with another team, you only have like 6 to 8 girls in the pool, so you really get a focus. Focus down on one team in those races.
Dual meets are definitely enjoyable because the competition is a little bit less because of team numbers, but the bigger teams, we have a lot more tougher competition, so when a few teams of us get together, I think it makes it more of a louder environment, so I think it's a lot of adrenaline for us.
Yeah, I agree. I think the invites are probably the best for us, even though sometimes it's worse to lose. It feels worse. But, I mean, having someone faster than you to race really pushes you to go faster, and that's where you see some of your fastest times. So I think although we love dual meets, it's better to swim invites and with bigger teams and stuff. So.
All right. Well, talk a little bit about team culture, how you think you get along with the other seniors and the rest of the squad this year.
Yeah, I think, like Ella said, we've definitely, I don't know, it's our last year together, and we've all, kind of realized that we need to soak in every moment that we can and do all the little things that, as freshmen and sophomores, that we were like, this is so stupid, but now it's like we have to get all the stuff done in a year and take in every moment and do all the little things and, you know, take in, you know, everything.
Us Knoxville girls, we've been swimming together since we were like 8 or 9 years old, and so I think it's definitely been fun to see how we've grown together. And then once we got into high school competition, meeting all the Indianola girls, this is definitely my favorite season because we don't get to see them very often, but for these 3 or 4 months that we do, it's definitely really enjoyable. So I'm really glad that I got to spend these years with these girls.
I think the team culture has been really good this year. Everyone's getting along. Some of these girls I've swam with for just the 4 years or just their high school years if they're underclassmen. Some of them we've been going since we were 8, 9, like Cody said. So I think we've been getting along really well and just trying to soak in every moment of it.
Well, for you three specifically, there's a pretty strong tradition of Knoxville coming over swimming for Indianola. How do you feel about kind of continuing that this year?
I'm really glad. I think the continuing, it'll stay forever as long as we have swimmers to send over. It just gives us the opportunity to swim. We wouldn't have it if we stayed back at home, so I'm really thankful for it.
I think us having to have the 30-minute drive every day definitely gets us closer together because we have that extra 30 minutes to just talk about our days together and what we think practice is going to look like for that day. And so doing that for these 4 years, I think it's definitely going to be difficult to get used to not having that next year.
Yeah, although it's a huge time commitment, and sometimes it is a little more taxing than it is giving. I love these girls with my whole entire heart, and without having the opportunity to come to Indianola and swim, we wouldn't be here right now. So we've created so many memories the past 4 years, and it's just cool to see all of those and remember all of them and, you know, make more, so.
All right, last question, individual goals for the rest of the season. What do you want to see?
I want to see big time drops, and hopefully we can send some individuals and relays to state.
I definitely hope to get some relays to state this year or maybe a couple individuals, but I definitely want us to keep working together as a team and hopefully keep that bond strong till the end of the season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to big time drops throughout the whole team towards the end of the season and hopefully getting all three relays and individuals in the state, maybe re-breaking some records. So.